Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. I was asked recently by Nancy Hopkins if I could, reconnect with a Shungite and find a message for us. So I had this in my consciousness that I wanted to connect, and I normally grab a Shungite piece of Shungite in my hands. And this time the message has come, and I wasn't connecting physically with Shungite, but I do feel that the stream of consciousness from where springs the messages that are delivered to me by Shungite is the same stream of consciousness, even though I wasn't holding the stone. So, feel free to take it as a Shungite message if you want to take it from Shungite, but know that I haven't connected consciously to Shungite today to deliver the message, although in the back of my mind I had this request by Nancy. So the message is a message that came a few weeks ago, and I didn't translate it in into English. I simply did a post and a picture with a code with the number 144. We know there are a lot of connections from the Bible and other esoteric or New Age or light worker perception around the code 144. But the message didn't come with the number. I'm going to try to explain the whole thing, and we will end up with this code. So what came through today as a reminder of previous messages from Shungite is that in the current situation in which we are, we have been all of us pushed into confinement, which is a restrictive mode of being. We have been forced to remain in our homes as a result of some external fear. So I want you to think about the heart and fear, restriction, constriction, and being forced to be inward, indoors, confined to a space. So this is what the outer world was actually telling us to do in the last 2 years. As a result of some event, we can call it the bug or whatever. But that is the motion. So the motion is emotionally to stay stuck in fear, to withdraw, to go within, but not in a healthy way, to go within with our fears and remain with the fears. So the invitation was to rot inside of us with our fears. The fact actually that we were not seeing, a lot of bodies and authorities really trying to find solutions to the problems that we were facing, other than selling us a product called a vaccine, and ignoring all sorts of complementary solutions, and not opening the dialogue to finding solutions. This is telling us that whoever organized and orchestrated this didn't have our highest good in its intention, and also didn't want to find solutions. Because if they wanted to find solutions, we will open the debate among scientists, among everybody, not discarding really quickly very important remedies that have actually worked. So let's say that something in the outer world was pushing us to stay in fear, to go within, to stay indoors, and to close up and to stay with our fears. Because actually, the continuation of the situation has brought us greater fears. Now we don't have the bug, now we have a vaccine, and different types of vaccines with heavy consequences at a soul level, at a physical level, even at a reproductive level. So the fear is increasing. We are no longer afraid of the bug. Now we are afraid of the solution that comes to resolve the situation of the bug. And again, the solution is bringing more fear. It's actually bringing more constriction and forcing us also to remain inside of ourselves and to split and divide among the population between those who take the vaccine, those who do not take the vaccine. And there is this huge social debate condemning those who do not want to take the vaccine. So again, this is fear and it's constriction and is an invitation to be separated from one another. So the message that I received this morning, which is the follow-up of another message that I got a few weeks ago, is about this capacity that our DNA has to be able to make a leap. And it's such a quantum leap that we are breaking the laws of evolution. We are breaking what is normally there for us to walk into. And there is an invitation to step into the extraordinary, into something that is unexpected, that is unusual. And it's godly in the sense that God, Source, has created this possibility within the core of our DNA. We have this possibility to not follow linearly the slow evolution process. There is somehow a shortcut. There is a door or a window of opportunity and possibility that helps us cut through the normal slow motion of evolution. And this is the invitation. And I think Shungite is very much in resonance with this, because Shungite comes from the field of all possibilities. So Shungite is already a door opening us into the extraordinary, something that is unexpected, something that has not been laid out by institutions, organizations, education, and the usual regular steps. So the invitation is to step into and through this door that is in our hearts, but the door in our hearts that is leading us out of confinement is running through the wave of unconditional love, which also is a message that Shungite has been telling us ever since we start talking to her, is about unconditional love and stepping into the highest form of love, which can be called agape, agape. It's like the highest levels of vibration of unconditional love. And so this door is in our hearts, and this door is being threatened now by the fear, the extreme fear that is being put in place by those who are holding an agenda of fear and who have laid out for maybe the next 50 years what are the levels of fear that we are going to inflict upon the population. And if you read some documents out there, it's already laid out. So we have agenda so-and-so, agenda so-and-so. Now we're going to raise inflation. Now we're going to make shortages of food, of petrol, of, we're raising electricity bills. We are raising taxes. We are doing all sorts of things to create more fear. And fear is shutting down. Whenever from a bioenergetic perspective we are in fear, we tend to withdraw, shut down, and we take this fetal position as a baby. We go inward. We close completely. Just imagine a flower who opens up to the sun, completely opens and stretches up and looks for the sun and smiles at the sun. So that will be the opposite image to the one that these forces in the outer world are trying to impose on us, to be confined indoors, shutting down in fear, the heart filled with fear, filled with separation. So that is the opposite motion. The invitation here is for us to really become rebels, and we need to reinstall the real meaning of what being a rebel is. Again, this is another word that instills inside of us an archetype that has been completely dismissed, discarded, and attacked by society and by the establishment. And we are really now in need to become rebels, rebels of the heart, rebels standing strong in our true feet, in who we truly are, and take our decisions, take responsibility for our lives, our processes, our evolution. And from that rebelliousness that is healthy, the rebels in society have been those who have been able to reach as pioneers the edges of consciousness. And what is happening now is that the fear that is being instilled in us by these powers to be, who do not want the ascension process, do not want humanity to make this quantum leap by means of this door that is inside of us that can help us cut through the ordinary slow motion steps. These forces who know that we can make this leap because we are all powerful, we are divine, we are godly. These forces who want to attack us and have been attacking us severely. And even those light workers who are standing strong, we've been attacked in the last weeks very strongly from different timelines. A lot of things have been happening for the light workers, and you might be a light worker. You may not be conscious that you are in higher dimensions fighting against these powers who are shutting down our potential and who have been shutting down our potential for eons and eons and eons. And we are fighting whether we are conscious of it or not. And we do take bites and hits, and then we feel weird in our physical bodies. But it's as a result of a multidimensional fight that is being fought in the name of humanity, in the name of God Source, in the name of our pure potentiality, in our name of our true selves. Because the battle is against your true self. These forces do not want you to be your true self. And they have done everything they could do to stop you through drugs, through foods, through thoughts, through wrong teachings, through distractions, through deviating you from your path, through manipulating timelines, constant manipulations of timelines. Currently, we are jumping in between timelines now, and we're not even aware that we are jumping into timelines that are not beneficial for us. We always need to bring ourselves to our ideal timeline. So the invitation here, whether it's Shanghaite or whether it's life or whether it's love itself speaking, whether it's God speaking to us, our God self inside of us, is to return to our true original selves. And that there is in the heart and through the waves of unconditional love, and the highest level of unconditional love called agape, agape, there is a way to open through our DNA a portal that can lead us to, you can call it infinity, you can call it boundlessness, you can call it limitlessness. And this is what we need to be achieving. And I'm now opening a portal for you as you listen. Inside of you, these doors are opening now and you can step in. There's nothing you need to do. There's no teaching. There's no affirmations. It's just taking a step. The door is there inside of you. Just take the step. Step into your infinite self, which is who you truly are. And stop feeding the fear, the confinement, the constriction, the restriction, the being closed down. Open up, step into this unconditional love that is already inside of your heart. You don't need to call it in. It is already there. It is actually that from which you spring forth, and step into this infinite self that you are, whole and complete. And start informing your DNA from that position. and tell your DNA that you do not accept any bogging down anymore, that you're not going to be taking any substance or anything that will bog you down, because from this infinite self, you can inform yourself of how you need to be, and you can structure your entire being on how you need to be in accordance to this infinite, whole and complete self that you are. And the more we do this, the more we will be helping others to open their own doors and step into their infinite self. So the invitation here is to go beyond our humanness, to go beyond who we thought we are as little disempowered humans that have to listen to the radio or even waiting for Trump or whoever to do anything. We don't have to wait for anybody to do anything. We are the ones who can do the things for ourselves. And the more and the sooner that we do that, the sooner that we step into the wave of this unconditional love inside of us and we open this door that is in our DNA, and we give the signal to our DNA that now we are going to finally operate in accordance to this original self that we are from this limitlessness space, then is when we incarnate as these 144,000 of light workers or crystal beams of consciousness that have come to the earth to wake up everybody, to ignite the grid of light, to spread the message of who we truly are, to return to our true essence. And you may, if you want, hold in your mind as an energetic, you know, reminder the code 144. If you need to recite it as a mantra, recite it. But know that when you're saying 144, you are bringing about from within the depths of your DNA this door that is in your heart, that is opening up, and that is inviting you to step into your infinite self. From this infinite self, you can take care of your human being. You don't have to discard it, but you become, as the infinite self, the authority for your human vessel, for your incarnation. And you are sovereign, and you don't even need to become sovereign doing paperwork because you are already sovereign. It's self-evident. No one needs any proof whatsoever once you have stepped through that door inside of your heart. And you don't even need to shout it to anybody. Just simply be it and radiate it and open up to the radiation that is just like the flower that is open and can shine bright in front of the sun, and let that flower inform the rest of flowers that they can also shine, that they can also open up, that they can also grow and evolve in a new way, which is faster. It's a shortcut. So I hope this helps you and inspires you and gives you a visual image, and many, many blessings, and see you soon. Bye.